Our next and final speaker, we kept the good wine till last, don't you know, is Sharon Aughton. And Sharon's title of Sharon's talk is Seeing the Baby. And she has come at future wealth from a very different perspective. And it is how the very, very earliest experiences of a child impact so much on what they can become and what their potential is. Will you welcome, please, Sharon Aughton.
I'm a psychotherapist. And what I've noticed is that people are often intrigued or interested by what I do. When I meet someone for the first time and they discover that I'm a psychotherapist, they often exclaim, "Don't analyze me," as they take the tiniest of steps backwards. Sometimes people wonder if I can read their mind. In fact, at a recent family gathering, my 8-year-old niece described me as a mind reader. I can't read minds, but I am very interested in the mind, the baby's mind in particular. What I have come to know in my work and my study is that how we are as a baby greatly influences who we become as an adult. If we can learn to tune in to the baby's mind, or even read the baby's mind in a way, we can greatly influence the future wealth of our society. So what I am about is relationships. I form relationships with people who have experienced a hurt or a trauma in their lives, and I travel their healing journey with them. Oftentimes, the hurt has happened at a much earlier stage in that person's life. What I'd like to take a minute now and just ask you to do is to think of your first relationship. So some of you may be thinking of your first boyfriend, or maybe your first girlfriend, or maybe some of you are even thinking of your first pet. Actually, our first relationship is the relationship that we have with our parents or carers. And it is in this relationship that we are learning about who we are and about the world around us. But how can this be, you might be thinking? Surely when we're a baby, we don't remember that time. So how can it be so significant? Actually, we are remembering at all sorts of levels. What we now know is that when a baby is born, their brain is developing at an intense rate. So brain synapses or brain connections are actually forming or not forming, depending on the baby's experiences. So when a baby has what we call a good enough experience, the baby learns that when they cry, someone responds. When they laugh, someone laughs along with them. When they're upset or angry or frustrated, somebody tries to understand. When a baby has neglectful or abusive early experiences, what we now know from brain scan research is that that baby's brain doesn't form in the same way. Babies who have neglectful or abusive early experiences, what we now know from research is that these babies go on to have poorer outcomes, not just in babyhood, but across their lifespan. So they have these effects across the lifespan. What I am passionate about is infant mental health. Infant mental health is a term that I really hope that we're going to be hearing more of in Ireland. Infant mental health, though, can be a confusing term. Surely there can't be that many babies with mental illness, such as schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. But infant mental health, that term that I want you to remember, infant mental health doesn't refer to mental illness. Infant mental health refers to the emotional well-being of the baby. But infant mental health also recognizes that that baby goes on to become the future child, who then becomes the future adult. So infant mental health is very, very important for our society and for our future wealth. So what I think we need to do is really begin to see the baby. And if we can see the baby in society, but also see the baby as society, we can greatly influence our future wealth. Here in Ireland, we don't have a great history of seeing the baby. It wasn't that long ago, after all, that we used to hide babies away when they were born out of wedlock. Luckily, these days, babies born in any family constellation don't carry the same weight of societal shame. We have moved on. But I'm still not so sure that we really see the baby in our society. For example, in our mental health services for children, we often don't start seeing the child until they're maybe 4 or 5 years old. This is long after those brain synapses have already formed. So what can we do practically then to influence and strengthen these early relationships with the babies in our society who are going to become society, who are going to become our future society? So whether we're a parent or a carer, an auntie or an uncle, a granny or a granddad, or someone who works with babies and children and families, what we can do is really tune in to the significance of those early times for future development across the lifespan. What the baby needs to feel most is secure. The baby needs to feel emotionally secure. The baby needs to feel emotionally contained. And when a baby feels this way, the brain synapses actually form normally. But the baby cannot feel this way without a relationship. The baby needs another brain alongside his brain or her brain to develop normally. So the things that create that feeling of emotional security are things like, believe it or not, naming the baby's feeling. So even if the baby is a newborn baby and they can't speak yet, somebody else being able to put a word or a name on the feeling that that baby is experiencing can actually help them to regulate their own emotions over time, can actually help them to go on to form healthy relationships themselves. When a baby feels uncontained in those abusive early experiences, they can actually feel as if they are physically and emotionally falling apart. And how does the baby know that we are doing all this? The baby doesn't know at a cognitive level like you or I. The baby knows at a feelings level. It's all about the feeling that the baby gets that creates this emotional health. The baby knows at a neurological level. We now know this from brain scan research. So I'd like to leave you with the thought that our emotional health is our future wealth. An emotional healthy society is made up of people who are emotionally healthy. Emotionally healthy people are people that can regulate their own emotions. They're people that can empathize with others. They are people that can form healthy relationships. They are people that can function well in society. And most importantly, they are people that can form healthy relationships with the next generation. So my very final thought for today that I want you to take home is that unlike the well-known film about Vegas, what happens in babyhood does not stay in babyhood. Thank you.